Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let's dive right into this, all right? The news this morning broke about two hours ago, 8 o'clock, that the Dallas Mavericks were going to relieve Nico Harrison of his duties, and that was confirmed. There are a bunch of sources out there. Finally, a statement from the ownership group in Dallas relieving Nico Harrison of his job. This stems from, about 6 months?
9 months.
9 months
since he traded Luka.
Since he did the dumbest trade in the history of the NBA.
You can argue it might be the worst trade in sports history.
The worst trade in sports history. You know, the Pau Gasol one really pissed me off to the Lakers, but...
Yeah. But Pau wanted out.
I know.
Luka didn't want out. He had just bought a $14 million house.
Yeah, it might be. I'm sure there's some, like, baseball ones that don't age well, because, like, some minor leaguer you never heard of named, you know, Willie Mays was traded or something weird like that. But, yeah, as far as, like, active players, yeah. Comes off the heels of that and the fire Nico chance, the what looks to be more and more rigged day by day, the Cooper Flagg draft. Winning that, and the Mavericks have said enough is enough, and they relieved him of duties this morning.
There's so many things, there's so many different angles of this. The fact that the impetus for the firing was two things. One, how crappy the Mavs had been to start the season, so they couldn't use the potpourri of like, but look, we're better.
Defense is good. You showed me some metrics yesterday that shows their defense is pretty good. Their offense is just woof.
It is a train wreck. You think the Blazers struggle on offense? You have seen nothing yet.
And they have Cooper Flagg.
Yeah. So.
What we talked about is comments he made the other day. I don't remember if we did it on the air or not.
Yeah, we played it
on the air. Holmesy.
It was Holmesy or closing arguments.
Something like that. Yeah. And he was talking about how he's never lost like this in his entire life. Yeah. Now, that's a little bit of privilege there because you are Cooper Flagg.
But he's also, you know.
But he's also recognizing that they are losing.
Yes.
Like
they aren't in games.
The game starts and it's over.
Yeah. And it's done.
Yeah.
So there's that. But there's also Christian Clark, who covers the Mavs, had an article out. The highlighting what transpired last night between a Mavs fan and Patrick Dumont, the acting face of ownership for the Adelson family. And basically this 18-year-old fan was given the bird and telling him to go bleep himself. And the fan ended up apologizing, said, you know, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry.
Which, good for that kid.
Yeah, look,
you know
for
what
a kid
I mean?
To recognize that.
Old?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd have done that.
And Dumont basically said a version of, sorry, I traded like the most important player of a lifetime.
And your favorite player. You live in Dallas and you're wearing a Laker jersey at a non-Laker game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it took that bit of reality. I think that's, honestly, this is what's kind of insane about this. The Dumont and the Adelsons, like, I don't think it actually hit them until last night. I don't think it did. I don't think it hit, like, it truly hit home. Despite all the fire Nico chants, despite all the social media, despite all the protests, where have they not been? Where has ownership not been? Face-to-face with fans.
No, they have not. Probably because nobody wants to get told to F themselves.
But somebody did, and like it took a moment of humanity to go, we've got to try to fix this.
There's also some interesting stuff that I read that I was kind of chatting with you before the show. Like, I had read some stuff that ownership was kind of not sour on Nico yet, but we're like, kind of like, let's deal AD. Look, this thing is going to take a lot more work than we realize. Kyrie's not coming back anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we can get for AD. And he refused to. And that was kind of one of the straws that broke the camel back. I think the reality is it's just people that run the basketball program over there don't know basketball. And they're learning from their mistakes. Now, I'll give them a lot of credit for learning from their mistakes, because I don't know what Phoenix is doing. I don't know what Sacramento is doing. Yeah. You know, like, we bitch and moan about the Blazers all the time, but
it can always be worse.
It can always be worse. I've been on the record. I kind of like what Joe Cronin's built here. I think he's going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Still a lot of work to do.
Sure.
A lot of unknowns to be answered, but I would never look at Joe Cronin, even if I was just like a nobody. And even if I had money and no repercussions, I would never tell him that he sucks at his job and F you.
Yeah.
Like these people are to their equivalent of Joe Cronin and Jody Allen.
Yes. So here's another part of this. Patrick DeMont has an open letter to Mavs fans. I don't like reading this much, but this one's kind of worth reading because of how bad it is. Dear Mavs family, on May 30th, 2024, the Mavs won the Western Conference Championship. We came up short in the NBA Finals, but we all agreed our future was bright. As fans of this franchise, you've every right to demand a commitment to success from us. Okay, good start, good start. No one associated with the Mavs organization is happy with the start of what we all believe will be a promising season. You have high expectations for the Mavericks, and I share them with you. When the results don't meet expectations, it's my responsibility to act, and I've made the decision to part ways with general manager Nico Harrison. There's something missing between May 30th, 2024 and the firing of Nico Harrison.
It's Luka Doncic.
Just say the thing.
Yeah, say the thing, Bart.
Yep. Like, dude, we screwed up. Say we should not. Say it out loud.
Well.
Go, like, I know he's like, you don't admit failure. Don't. No, say it. You want to bring people back? You want to, like, you want to think you can be a part of this city, be a part of this culture? Say the thing. Say that you screwed up. Don't dance around it. Don't do anything like that. We screwed up. We traded away a franchise icon at the peak of his powers, and we did not do the necessary due diligence to get a return that matched what we sent out.
Well, that's it. That's it. If they came out and said, we believe that trading Luka was the right move for our franchise, you can say that, and I can listen to that. Mm-hmm. But the return has to be
you
a thousand
have
times
five
better.
First round picks and three players that you think are going to be the bee's knees.
How Austin Reeves is not starting for the Dallas Mavericks is beyond my imagination. Like, if go because the Lakers didn't want to get rid of him, then you don't get Luka.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. If they would have come out and said, look, we stand by the idea of moving on from Luka, but we admit that we failed at getting the correct return. Boy, that'd go a long way for me. That'd go a long way for the fan base, too. Because here's They'd still think you're
but
dumb.
But they could at least be like,
well, at least they admitted it. And maybe they learned from their mistake. Because now here's the question, man. And I know the NBA is set up in ways to prevent this, which is the whole point of it. But this goes to, like, when you are Cooper Flagg, and you, this is what you're watching, okay? In your short time in the NBA, you've basically been in the NBA since you stepped foot on Duke campus, right? You knew you were going. The question was, can I win a title at Duke before I go to the draft? That was really the only question. And how much NIL money can I make before I go to the draft? So in this year and 2 months, you have seen the Dallas Mavericks. Kyrie Irving goes down. Luka Doncic gets traded for nothing. The GM who drafts you then gets fired, and an owner admitting malpractice. Boy, when my rookie deal is up, can't wait to sign that extension.
And that's why.
And I know it's built friendly to keep players in-house. And I actually love, for all my issues with the NBA and their salary cap and RFA and all that kind of stuff, that is something that I love because it incentivizes guys like Anthony Edwards to stay in Minnesota and not go to the Lakers or the Heat. I love that. Giannis in Milwaukee, etc.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But if I'm Cooper Flagg, dude, it's like, I made $38 million in college that I normally wouldn't have made. I might take a hit and go somewhere else.
Well, not just that. So the Mavs basically have 4 years now. The clock has started to make sure that you're building around Cooper Flagg. There are two players, I think, that are on this team that are quote-unquote untouchable. Obviously, Cooper is the one. The next one is probably Lively, and I don't know if he's untouchable, but you better be getting the King's ransom for him if you're dealing him. Every single other player is dealable, and you should be looking to explore, and you should tank the living bejesus out of this season because this draft class, we were talking about this off-air yesterday.
Ding, ding.
There is a top 10 in this draft class. As a reminder, Cooper Flagg should be in this draft class.
Yep.
You've got Cam Boozer. You've got A.J. DeBonsa. You've got Mikal Brown. You've got Darren Peterson. You've got Koa Pete. You've got Nate Amen. Like, you have got Tunde Yusufu. You have got so many dudes. Caleb Wilson, you have got so many dudes that everybody's looking at this class going, oh, this might be one of those classes.
And I'm being told AD has foot problems that are related to an Achilles. Get him out.
Yeah.
Get him out.
He's been with the Mavs for 45 games. He's appeared in 14, I believe is the number now.
You're not going to be able to move Kyrie, but I would actually like Kyrie when he comes back to teach my kids.
I mean, you might actually be able to move Kyrie.
Yeah.
Now, you technically can't because he's injured, all those kind of
things. Right, right, but when he comes back.
Because, you know, damn near every team in the league checked in on Damian Lillard.
When
the Milwaukee Bucks bought him out. Damn near every team in the league did.
Now, why not?
Because they know the value of him. And Kyrie, despite all of his stuff, has seemed to have matured and gotten out of the crazy.
Look, one thing I'll always give Kyrie credit, and I'm a Kyrie apologist, is as crazy and loose cannon as he is off the court, it rarely translates to on the court. It did in Boston, but I think we all agree that Boston and Kyrie Irving were a bad fit from the jump.
And Brooklyn.
Well, Brooklyn had its own problems, I think. But for the most part, Kyrie steps onto the court and none of that stuff matters. And he plays ball. And I give him a lot of credit for that, which is why, even though he is crazy, why he's still so valuable. Because on the court, now, I don't want him talking to my rookies off the court.
You're right.
But on the court, yeah, man, stick around. Show me how to hoop.
But you've got him. You've got Anthony Davis. You've got P.J. Washington.
Move P.J. Move Davis.
You've got Najee Marshall.
Like, someone will give you some garbage for Klay Thompson, even though he's cooked.
I mean, he's oof.
But I mean, dude, put him in a package.
Yeah.
He's cheap. He's not super expensive. Somebody's on a title contender and they're like, I'll take Klay Thompson off the bench.
If you're the Mavs right now, so
here's a second round in 2031.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but.
But you know what I mean.
But the Mavs are appointing Mike Finley and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Great Mike Finley.
Matt Riccardi.
Thank you. I could not remember. I had Bacardi in my head. I'm like, that's not it. But they're co-GMs until they find a full-time replacement. I think you need to go outside your organization.
Without a doubt.
Like,
you need fresh eyes.
Like, somebody needs to come in and go, okay, Cooper Flagg, Derek Lively, you guys are in this bucket.
Yep.
Everybody else, you are in the you can be had bucket.
They need like a Jerry DePoto, somebody that's just down to trade everybody. Watch him go hire like a Neil Olshey, who's like, no, I like all these guys.
Well, no, he didn't draft any of them.
That's true.
So
I'm trading Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Austin Reeves, straight up.
Oh, God. Lakers.
Told you I wanted Austin Reeves, and we never should have got the number one pick in the first place.
Yeah, you know, we're just putting,
it all evens
just
out.
Just writing things out.
You gave Luka and Cooper Flagg for Austin Reeves?
AD and Austin Reeves? What are you doing? But, yeah, no, it's it is kind of funny that it took a bad start to the season when they weren't going to be good to begin with because they didn't have anybody who could be a primary ball handler.
But it's like they needed to see it to believe it. It's like they gaslit themselves to not think that they were going to be bad. And although we all laugh and think that the draft was rigged, like, you were in that position for a reason. Like, and then you just traded the only thing you had. Mm-hmm. So to need to see it to believe it that you were going to be bad is a rough spot to be in.
But there's another little tidbit in this story that it doesn't make me feel bad for Nico Harrison. It does a little bit. He had a new seat in the arena, and they had portable stairs that they would run up to where his seat was that would allow him to get to the tunnel and exit as quickly as possible.
For when they started booing him?
Or, heaven forbid, rushed him.
Oh, wow. Security reasons?
I mean, he was getting death threats. Which, that's not okay.
That's not okay.
And it's also not okay when he's out with his family at the local Chili's to go through the window, dap him up, and tell him he sucks.
That's so rough.
That clip was wild.
That's so rough. I would never do that, but shout out that fan that did that.
You have a right to do that.
I would not do that.
I would not do
that. But this is America on a Veterans Day.
There's just so much in this, man. There's just so much in this. The straw that broke the camel's back being that is objectively funny.
Yep.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.